the ghost. Today is a great day for Kevin. He is going on a scout's camp. He always dreamt about scouting. His parents waited for his 13th birthday. His birthday was last Monday, and his birthday present is the scout's camp. Kevin's father plays the guitar in an orchestra, and his mother is a sales representative in a big firm. He has got two younger brothers. One is 3 and the other is 5. They usually play together, and Kevin gets bored. Kevin hasn't got many friends. His best friend is Sandra. She is also 13 years old. Their parents are very close friends. Sandra's father is a drum player in the orchestra. Her mother is an accountant and works together with Kevin's mother in the same firm. She has also got a younger sister. Kevin and Sandra are in the same school and in the same class. Sandra is not like other girls. She plays boys' games more than girls' games, and she doesn't like gossip. Kevin is very happy when he is with Sandra. He likes her more every day. Actually, he loves her, but he can't tell it to her now. He does not want to lose her friendship. Here is the greatest thing of the day. Sandra is coming to the camp too. He will have 6 days with her on the camp. They will do a lot of things together. They will play table tennis, go swimming, do orienteering, play chess, go scouting in the woods, learn taekwondo, take roles in the theater play, and learn dances. There will also be social activities. For example, camping, rescue and first aid courses, trips, and environmental studies. It is time. Sandra's father is at the door. He will take Kevin and Sandra to the train station. They will meet with the scout's leader and the other scouts. Kevin looks at Sandra. She is standing next to her father at the door. The uniform looks very nice on her. Good morning, Sandra. You look nice. Thanks, Kevin. You look nice, too. Don't forget to take your Monopoly game. We can play it on the train. Great. Wait a second. After Kevin takes the game and puts it in his bag, he hugs his mother and father goodbye. His little brother are playing in the garden, so he just shouts goodbye to them. Before he leaves, his mother gives him a new digital camera and hangs it on his neck. This is my extra birthday present for you. I know you like taking photos very much. You can share the photos with us and on the internet after the camp. Kevin gets very excited and jumps in the air with joy. First, he takes a photo of Sandra alone, and then he turns around and takes a shot of his parents. They are waving goodbye to them in the photo. At 10, the train starts going. The camp is 6 hours away. He and Sandra play Monopoly with two other friends on the way. They have great fun. fun. Sandra is winning the game. She is very happy and laughs after each round. Kevin likes her happy face a lot. He is happy for her chance. The two other girls in the game start smiling when they see Kevin looking at Sandra. They know he loves her more than a friend. After 6 hours and 28 minutes, the train arrives at the last station. The scout's leader stands in the very front and calls the name of his scouts one by one. There are 32 scouts in the group. Everybody takes their bag and they leave the train. Outside the station, there is a bus waiting for them. They get on the bus and sit in pairs. Kevin and Sandra sit together. The camp is a 20-minute drive from the train station. They are driving up a mountain, and there are a lot of curves on their way. Kevin looks at Sandra. She does not look very fine. "What's the matter, Sandy?" "My stomach. I feel sick because of the curves." "Excuse me, can you drive a little slower, please?" The driver looks at Kevin from the mirror. He looks a little nervous. The scout's leader, Mr. Jeffrey, stands up and comes to their seats. "Is there a problem, Kevin?" "Sandra doesn't feel well. I'm concerned. It is because of the curves." Mr. Jeffrey gives Sandra a little black plastic bag. "You can use this, Sandra. We are close to the camp. Hang on." Kevin is very worried, but he cannot do anything. Soon, they arrive at the campsite. It is a large green valley with trees around it. There are scouts' huts. On one side, there is a volleyball pitch and football pitch at the opposite side of the huts. There are big signs everywhere with rules. The most interesting sign says, "These may fall on you in rainy weather. Lightning, trees, rocks, be careful." Kevin takes a photo of it. He looks at Sandra. She looks much better. They get off the bus. The leader gives them photocopies. After checking the students again, there is a map on the photocopies. It is the map of the camp and the places around it. They can also see the names of the students in the huts on the paper. Kevin and Wesley are in 2B. Sandra and Melinda are in 16A. Sandra's hut is not close to his. He does not care because they will be together from morning till night. First, they go to their huts and settle down. 1 hour later, they meet outside at the fireplace. Their leader tells about the plan for tomorrow. "We will eat dinner half an hour later. Then I will show you around at the campsite. You will also get your duties at the same time. Tomorrow morning, we will go scouting in the forest. There are tents in your hut. You should check them tonight because we will camp in the forest tomorrow night." At 6, they have dinner. After dinner, they take a tour in and around the camp. The sun goes down at 8:30. Kevin takes a lot of pictures. They are photos of the campsite, the clouds over the forest, birds and Sandra, of course. She looks so happy and healthy in all of the snapshots. When it becomes dark, they go outside in their huts. Kevin and Wesley are also good friends from school. They check the tents before they go to bed. Everything looks fine. Kevin feels really tired and falls fast asleep. He dreams about Sandra in his sleep. They start walking very early in the morning. Kevin and Sandra are walking at the back of the row. They are talking and laughing about a lot of things. Sandra's eyes are bright with joy. Kevin takes a lot of photos with and without Sandra. Their leader tells them about different plants and animals living in that forest. He also tells local stories about the forest. There is also a story about a ghost. The ghost is living in the forest. Nobody can see it. It only appears to girls early in the mornings when they walk alone in the forest. The ghost belongs to a young girl. She used to live in a town near the forest 200 years ago. One morning, she walked alone inside the forest. She wanted to pick up flowers for her mother. Her mother was very ill, and she had little time to live. She liked yellow tulips very much. There were yellow tulips in the forest, and the girl picked them up for her mother every day. She never went to the forest alone, but one morning her mother was very sick. She could not wait for her father and went there alone. She never came back. They found her shoes and some yellow tulips near the river, but they could never find her body. Now, people in the towns near the forest tell stories about her. Their scout leader is also from this region, so he knows the stories. Sandra listens very carefully to the leader. She looks very interested and walks near Mr. Jeffrey. Kevin does not care much about the story and does not listen carefully. He is a little bored when Sandra does not speak with him. She asks the leader more questions about the ghost girl. Do you know her name? Is she dangerous? What do you think happened to her? Well, I don't know, Sandra. Don't worry. These are local stories. Every town has stories here. They are attractive to tourists. Finally, they arrive at their new campsite. Everybody sets up his or her tent. After Kevin finishes his tent, he helps Sandra. His tent is closer to her tent here. Sandra likes working together with Kevin. They have great fun. Ouch! What are you doing? Be more careful with the hammer, Kevin. I need you in one piece. Do you really? Sandra flushes. Her cheeks look red like two little tomatoes. She smiles and goes inside her tent. Kevin feels hot too. Yes, she likes me too. He jumps up 2 times. Then Sandra looks out of her tent and catches him jumping. They both laugh. It is time to make fire. The girls bring some dry tree branches and the boys start rubbing them on each other. It is not easy to make fire without matches. Kevin looks tired, but he does not stop. Sandra is helping him. She is blowing air on the dry branches. Then Kevin looks over to Wesley. Wesley has got a lighter in his hand. He is going to use it. Mr. Jeffrey, Wes is cheating. Wesley looks up at Kevin. He has got an angry look. He throws the lighter away and runs over to Kevin. He pushes Kevin. Kevin falls back. All the students are shocked. Wesley starts punching Kevin. Kevin does not punch back. Then his eyes meet Sandra's eyes. She looks disappointed. He does not want to disappoint her and throws dirt into Wesley's face. Wesley closes his eyes with his hands. That moment, Kevin hits him. Wesley falls to the ground and starts crying. There is blood running down his nose. Stop right now! Mr. Jeffrey takes Kevin and pulls him up. He looks very angry too. He started the fight, not me. Kevin looks back at Sandra. She looks away and walks to Wesley. She kneels next to him and cleans his blood with a handkerchief. Kevin cannot believe his eyes. She looks at Kevin. There are 2 tears in her eyes. You threw dirt at him. That was not fair. I hate you. What? He attacked me first. Mr. Jeffrey takes Kevin to his tent. Kevin is grounded in his tent until next morning. He cannot leave his tent at dinner, too. Mr. Jeffrey brings him his dinner. Kevin can hear the other kids from his tent. They are having fun around the big fire. He opens the zip of his tent and looks out. There he sees her. Sandra is laughing again. She is not alone. He sees Wesley next to her. He is happy and laughs too. He can feel the tears on his cheek. How can Sandra have fun with Wesley? This is not fair. I hate you more, Sandra Truscott. Kevin closes his tent and lies on his sleeping bag. He is so angry. He closes his eyes. He does not dream about Sandra. Actually, he sees all the scouts in the camp in his dream. Only Sandra is not there. When he wakes up in the morning, he feels really sorry. He puts on his scout's t-shirt and shorts and goes out of his tent. He walks over to Sandra's tent. It is closed. He stands close to it. I'm sorry, Sandy. I wanted to make you proud of me. I am not a fighter. I am a peace boy, but I am not a coward. Can we forget yesterday, Sandra? Sandra does not answer. He feels bad, but he does not say anything. He starts waiting in front of her tent. Then he hears the breakfast bell. The leader is ringing it. All of the scouts come out of their tents. Wesley comes out too. He comes to Sandra's tent and sees Kevin next to her tent. Look, I'm sorry, okay? What are you doing here? I'm waiting for Sandra. I'm sorry too. Does your nose hurt? No, not anymore. They start speaking friendly again. Then they hear the breakfast bell again. Sandra is still in her tent. Maybe she is ill. Let's call Mrs. Jeffrey. Mrs. Jeffrey, the leader's wife, comes to Sandra's tent. She opens the tent and looks in. She is not here. Everybody on the camp starts looking for Sandra. They cannot find her on the camp. She is missing. Kevin is very worried. He looks at Wesley. He looks worried too. Mr. Jeffrey wants to check the forest first. Kevin and Wesley go with him. They walk close around the camp. They cannot find her. Mr. Jeffrey is both angry and worried. Suddenly, Kevin finds a yellow tulip on the ground. He takes it and calls Mr. Jeffrey. Sandra was very interested in your story yesterday. Maybe she is looking for tulips. I hope not. This way goes to the river. Let's look there too. If she is not there, I will call the rescue team from the main camp. They start going to the west. Kevin starts hearing the water after some time. Then they see the river. Close to the riverbank, they see Sandra. She is watching the river. Sandra Truscott, you have got a big problem now, little lady. Sandra turns around and looks at the leader. She looks very strange. She is not excited, sad, or happy. She looks at them and starts walking to them. She looks at Kevin and Wesley, but does not speak. Kevin is very surprised. Sandy, say something. What's the matter? I'm fine. Let's go back to the camp. At the camp, Mrs. Jeffrey checks Sandra in her tent. There is no injury on her. Sandra gets out of her tent after the checkup. Mr. Jeffrey speaks to her strictly. She will be punished. She will not go to the next camp in August. Scouts cannot go alone to the forest. This is an important rule. Sandra listens to her punishment, but does not say anything. Kevin looks at her again and again. There is something very wrong with Sandra. He can feel it. He watches her closely. Sandra goes to a distant place on the camp and sits down on a rock. She takes out something from her pocket. It's a yellow tulip. She looks at the flower and whispers something. Kevin cannot understand her words. He decides to speak to her. Sandy, you scare me. I'm fine. Leave me alone. She stands up and looks at him. He takes a step back. He is scared of her eyes. There is a strange light inside them. It is a bright yellow light, like the yellow tulip in her hand. He knows then, this girl is not Sandra. Maybe her body is, but her soul is not. He must find Sandra's soul. He must help his best friend. It is time for lunch. After lunch, the group will go walking in the forest until dinner. Sandra has got her plate and is waiting in the lunch row. She is not speaking to Wesley. He makes a lot of jokes, but she does not smile or laugh at them. She is only looking at the tulip in her right hand. Kevin is standing at the end of the row and is watching her from there. She gets her lunch and goes to a picnic table with Wesley. Actually, Wesley follows her. They put their plates on the table. Then Wesley stands up and goes to the water tanks. He has got two glasses in his hand and fills them with water. Kevin looks over to Sandra. She takes a yellow leaf from her tulip and says something very quickly. Then she puts the leaf into Wesley's lunch. Kevin gets alarmed. He gets out of the row and starts running to their table. He tries to warn Wesley, but he cannot. Sandra looks suddenly at Kevin and smiles. Kevin falls over at that moment. Wesley sees Kevin falling, but he does not care. He takes his spoon and puts it in his mouth. Kevin looks up from the ground. He raises his hand and, "No! Do not eat that, Wes!" He is late. Wesley swallows his soup. At that moment, something happens to him. He stands up and puts his hand at his throat. His lips become blue. His eyes grow with fear. He is choking. Mr. and Mrs. Jeffrey run to him. Kevin looks at Sandra. She is not there. He looks to his left side. Sandra is walking towards the forest. She is alone. He stands up and looks at Wesley first. He cannot help him, but he can help Sandra. He starts going after his first love. Sandra is walking calmly into the forest. He calls her name, but she does not look back. She is going towards the river. Kevin can hear the water. The river is very large and dangerous. There are rocks in it, and the water is flowing very fast. He saw a rafting station there in the morning. Tomorrow is their rafting day. Scouts should not go to the river alone. There are warning signs everywhere, but Sandra does not stop. She is at the river bank now, and she is going to cross it. Sandy, please don't. Come back. For the first time, Sandra turns around. Her eyes are completely filled with yellow light. She opens her mouth and starts screaming at Kevin. The air inside her comes out yellow, too. This air changes into a strong wind and hits Kevin in the stomach. He flies up in the air and falls down after some meters. He is lucky because he falls onto grass. Sandra turns to the river again and jumps in. The water carries her downward. There is a yellow color on the water after she disappears. Kevin stands up. He is crying. He is crying because he could not stop Sandra. He knows she cannot swim well. He thinks she will drown and die. "Come on, kid, help me." It's Mr. Jeffrey. He is standing behind him. He runs to the rafting boats. They take a boat and two rows. "Don't explain. I followed you and Wes. It's all right." They do not speak, but jump in the boat. Mr. Jeffrey tells Kevin how to row. They float very fast. Mr. Jeffrey follows the yellow color on the water. "Hold tight. There are very big rocks in the river. Waterfalls on them from every side." Mr. Jeffrey is very good at rafting. Kevin trusts him. Suddenly, the water flows faster and there are more rocks. They are coming close to the waterfall. Kevin can hear the loud waterfall. Mr. Jeffrey is taking the boat to the left. The boat is very difficult to control, but Kevin helps him very well. He can see Sandra's head. She is floating to the waterfall. "Oh no, no, no! Sandra will fall down." "We can't stop her now. I know the lake. It is very deep and there aren't any rocks. Let's hope she can hold her breath long." Kevin and Mr. Jeffrey get off the boat and start climbing down the rocks to the lake. The rocks are easy to climb. Then Kevin sees Sandra falling down into the lake. Sandra has got a diving position. She looks like a professional swimmer. He watches her with an open mouth. When she gets into the water with her fingers first, he closes his eyes. When he opens them again, he cannot see a sign of Sandra. "What now, Mr. Jeffrey? Can you swim?" "Of course." When they land on the ground, they jump into the lake. Kevin can see easily because the water is very clear. There is a yellow spot some meters away. They swim there. First, they get up and take a deep breath. Then they dive down again. The lake is quite deep. They follow the yellow light. The light comes from the ground. This time, there they can see an underwater cave opening. Mr. Jeffrey gets in first, and Kevin follows him. Mr. Jeffrey swims up, and Kevin swims up too. They breathe in again. There, they see Sandra lying on a rock. She is lying on her stomach. There is no sign of the yellow light. Next to Sandra's body, there is a skeleton. It is the skeleton of a little girl of about 10 years of age. Mr. Jeffrey goes to check on Sandra. He turns her around. Her eyes are closed. She does not breathe. Mr. Jeffrey starts with first aid. He works rhythmically on her chest and gives her breath after 5 heart messages. Sandra does not breathe. She is still unconscious. Kevin, come on, Sandy. Don't let go. You're my only friend. I love you so much. Please. I'm sorry, Kevin. I can't. Suddenly, Sandra starts coughing. Water comes out of her mouth. She starts breathing normally. What happened? Why am I here? How? Kevin, where is Wes? Kevin stops smiling for a second, but then he hugs Sandra. Mr. Jeffrey, I'll tell you later, Miss Truscott. I think you helped somebody. Mr. Jeffrey shows Sandra the skeleton. Sandra looks surprised at it, and then at Kevin. Kevin is disappointed, but happy. Maybe Sandra loves Wesley, but she is alive. Her best friend is alive. That matters the most. He hugs her again and again. When they swim out of the cave and up on the surface of the water, they see the scouts' rescue team. They are climbing down the rocks. Mr. Jeffrey tells their leader about the skeleton in the cave. They call the police together. Next morning, Kevin, Sandra, Wesley, Melinda, and Mr. Jeffrey are in Ringtown. This is the town of the little girl. They are at her funeral. The authorities bury her in the family grave. There are also some relatives of the girl at the funeral. They all thank Sandra and Kevin. They feel very special at the funeral. Sandra's and Kevin's parents are there. They are not at the funeral, but at the main scouts camp. Mr. Jeffrey informed them yesterday, and they wanted to see their children personally. They will leave in the evening and drive back home. Kevin and Sandra have got 3 more days at the camp. In the evening, Sandra goes to Kevin's tent. Kevin, are you there? I want to tell you something. Kevin gets out of his tent. Sandra tells her little secret. It is about Wesley and Melinda. Wesley loved Melinda, but he could not tell her. He asked Sandra for her help. She spoke to Melinda when she went to her tent 2 nights ago. Melinda liked Wesley very much too, so she wanted to tell Wesley first thing in the morning, but she could not. The ghost of the little girl took her away. Kevin smiles happily. I only like you, Kevin.